important to visit family. I'm actually headed over to take my mother to lunch. She turns 85 Thanksgiving Day. They are coming over Saturday. We're having our meal on Saturday. It's just one of those things you just never know, and it's kind of hit me more and more the older I get that time's running out for some of us, and we've got to take advantage of it. And I'm sorry she's on dialysis. I hope that goes well. That's kind of a tough thing.
Our daughter turns 41 on Thanksgiving Day also.
Happy birthday to her. Yeah, it's the 27th. I mean, obviously you know that. It's always been around Thanksgiving, and some days it falls right on Thanksgiving. So, anyway, I want to take her out to lunch before, just by herself, and spend some time with her. But, Beth's doing good. She's over watching a couple of the granddaughters while I think she's watching the older one. The younger one, Isla's got a doctor's appointment just to check up. And then they're going to go shopping a little bit after that, grocery shopping and things like that for the meals. So she'll be gone all day.
I want to say happy Thanksgiving. Tell your mom we said happy birthday, Annette. And I want to say 7-3, I'm pulling in the driveway now. So just wanted to holler at you before you got gone. Annette, you guys have an awesome, safe Thanksgiving and enjoy family time. KN4 TFW.
Thanks for the shout, and same to you. And your wife there and family. Safe travels to you. I see you're leaving tomorrow. Oh, good. That's not going to be a bad travel day. It shouldn't be too busy on the roads, especially on 85. Oh, goodness. Have a good one. Nice to hear you. N4ZLK.
ZLK. Bye.
XY, N4ZLK. Good morning, David, and happy Thanksgiving to you and Miss Marie. I hope you're doing well today.
Shane, how are you and your family doing?
Been great so far. And looking forward to having everybody over Saturday. We are going to see a couple of the kids on Thursday. We're going to do, Beth's actually not working. This is the first Thanksgiving in her 11-year career there where she's been working that she hasn't had to work. So we're not doing a meal on Thursday. We're going to go somewhere else and enjoy someone else cooking for us, even though they have to work. Kind of feel bad for them, but they're open, so we're going to do that. But I hope you guys are doing well.
I'm pretty good. Wife had cataracts, took off recently, and she still wants me to hang around now that she can see what I look like.
Fortunate, because boy, I know my mother had cataract surgery, and she said she didn't realize how bad her eyes had gotten because it happened so gradually. So if she can see you clearly now and she still wants you around, that's pretty good, Dave.
It's kind of what I thought, and yeah, she made the same comment about seeing more clearly. She's got that cockatoo bird, and she said, I thought he was turning kind of yellow, but he is still, a bright white bird. And same with other things. She's seeing so much better. She's, most of the time, she doesn't have to wear, any kind of glasses. She puts on a pair of reading glasses from time to time.
Same color comment that my mother made. She said she didn't realize how yellow the inside of her house was looking. Or when she got surgery, then all of a sudden she realized, oh my, it's not yellow. I got so used to it, and yellow was the color, so that must be a thing.
It must dim the vision to the point that that's what it looks like. But anyway, she's gone to, I think, her regular doctor this morning, just her lab work and checkup and all that. And then she was going to go by Wally World, and I don't know what she was doing there, probably picking up stuff for cooking. We're not doing anything here. We're going down to the nephew's house in Aiken. I think he lives around Aiken. Thursday and do the dinner thing with that side of the family.
Nice. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have safe travels. And yeah, it's always nice to get together with family. I was talking to Beth yesterday. She was telling me that one of our daughters, who's 30 now, she's got a group of friends they meet with once a week or so for a church group type thing, and the couples, and every one of the young ladies in that group made a comment that none of them knew how to make a turkey because they always go to their mothers. And that's kind of a thing. We've always kind of done it. One of these days I know it's going to get turned over eventually, and we'll just see what happens, but we enjoy hosting, so hopefully we can keep doing that for a while.
We got a hold of one of them Traeger grills, and it makes it kind of easy, you know, just put it on it and smoke it for several hours, and that's, you know, kind of got me spoiled. I really prefer. Yeah, that's, you know, you kind of develop traditions, and at some point those girls, they'll learn how to cook a turkey and all that, and they'll be doing it themselves.
Beth was cooking. We got married at 20 years old and wasn't really, we just kind of hosted ever since. So she's been doing it since then, but our girls could do it. She taught them to cook when they were home, but you know how life is. And of course, they're both married now and they've taken care of their own families, but that's just one thing. It's always done at our house, or generally done with us, or their in-laws, so it'll happen. But yeah, I've done turkey several different ways. I haven't done the fryer thing. I've had it fried before, and I think it's one of my favorites. But I did do what they call spatchcocking the turkey, where you cut the backbone out, and then you flatten it out, and it breaks the breastbone, and you kind of flatten it out. And I cooked it on just a regular old charcoal grill, and that turned out really good.
Tried it that way yet. That's an interesting way to do it. That ought to come out pretty good.
Barrel type grills, charcoal grill, and you can add a smoker attachment to it, but I haven't. And it's got a grate in the middle of it that comes down, like you can put things on top of it. If I do burgers and dogs, I usually cook the dogs up on that top grate. But I can't fit a whole turkey in like that underneath that grill grate. When I close the lid, there's not enough room. So it worked out to flatten it out like that. And I usually put charcoal on both sides of the grill and a water pan in the middle, so it's kind of like smoking it too. And I've done that with prime rib roast or standing rib roast. I do that at Christmas time. Freeze up the oven in the kitchen for Beth to cook all the other stuff, and boy, it tastes so good with that charcoal flavor, that wood flavor. And for ZLK.
Yeah, the way to do it, we've had, over the years, we've had different kinds of smokers, and some of them, you know, that was a big part of it, was having a water dish, you know, in there, keep water on it, and, you know, bringing up the steam up through the wood pellets or charcoal or whatever we were using, and it does make a big difference.
For those Traegers and all those smokers that you can monitor with your phone, it make a huge difference. I had an old smoker. It was one of those round ones that was I'm sure you know what it is. It had a water pan in the bottom. I tried to cook a turkey on that one Thanksgiving, and it was cold. It was down in the 20s all night long. The wind was blowing, and it took forever trying to keep that thing warm enough to cook it. But it ended up finally cooking, but it took a lot longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, the kind we had, it was a square box looking thing, and if it was cold outside, you're right, it took like forever, it seemed like, to get it to cook. Are you out working today, or what you out and about doing?
I'm gonna pick up my mother, take her to lunch. Her birthday is actually Thursday. She turns 85, and I'm going to run some errands while I'm out. But no, I'm not working. I was telling Ken, I didn't even know it was supposed to rain today. It used to be, for the last 30 years, first thing I did when I got up was check the weather to see what I was going to wear. I didn't even know it was going to rain today.
Yeah, I think when I was talking to you at the thing for Patrick's granddad, you were telling me you were retired.
I'm semi-retired is what I'm calling it right now. I'm going to go back to work. I just had the opportunity to leave my former employer of 34 years. And it was a great opportunity, so I took advantage of it. And, man, I've been able to get a lot done around the house that I have not been able to do. So that's been good.
There's always something to do around the house. And I've got a couple of antenna projects I want to do, and they seem always to be on the back burner. So it seems like just something else more practical, always demanding my attention.
I've been trying. I'm fitting in a little shack rearrangement too. We took the bedroom apart. It's a third bedroom. It's like a spare. It's also my radio room. And actually painted, put new flooring, painted the walls and the ceilings while I had the flooring out, the carpet out of the two rooms in the hallway in the back there, and got that all put back together and putting back my desk with my radios, mounted a new monitor in a different position, and going to run the coax through the floor, which I have, but it just kind of comes up through a hole in the floor. With the carpet, it didn't really matter, but now I've put up a little through coax design on the piece of flooring that I'm going to put down, so make it look nice and neat. I've got an extra spare piece cut, so if we ever move or I change it, I can put in a piece of flooring and you'll never know, so it's right there in the corner, and it worked out pretty well. So I've been doing little projects like that as well.
Little space there in case somebody wanted to come in. That's the way to do it. I'm sitting in the room now, and I've got two holes in the floor through the carpet. And but we ain't planning on moving. We've good grief, we've been here 25 plus years and accumulated so much junk that it'd take at least one of them huge moving vans to move us, and I'm too old. I'm gonna stay right here, KF4NXY.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean. I think my wife, her plans are that we're not going to stay where we are forever as we get older. She wants to, we talked to a couple of the kids about moving close. I'd be fine to stay where I am, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But we've pared down. We got some more paring down to do, and it reminds me of a cartoon I saw. An old guy standing at the garage door outside in his driveway, and it's open, and it's just packed to the gills with stuff, and his son's there beside him, and he's looking at his son saying, "Just think, son, one day all this will be yours." So I don't want to do that to my kids. But you're right, it's easy to collect stuff. I'm going to use this later, or this is something I use every once in a while, and it's hard to get rid of some stuff.
Well, my dad was that fella, and he told us, if y'all can just get 50 cents a piece for stuff, you'll be millionaires. And we wound up, just donating or having to throw it out. It was just stuff that accumulated. Some of it was good, collectible stuff, but some of it was just stuff he picked up at yard sales or flea market or something, and it needed to go.
Stand, and I hang on to more stuff than I probably should, but in comparison, I know people that are much better at collecting stuff than I am, so I'll just leave it at that. And I know I need to, and there are things I still need to get rid of, but there's always, I usually do maintenance myself, whatever it is, housework, and whenever I have leftover items from a project that are perfectly good items, I think, well, I can use that one day, but end up usually never doing it or never finding it when I need it. So, well, David, I'm going to let you go. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Marie. I got to call my wife here, and I told her I'd call her in a minute, so let me go ahead and do that. Good to hear you today. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call. KF4NXY and 4ZLK.
Enjoyed it, Shane. Hope you have a great afternoon, great Thanksgiving, and did enjoy the conversation. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.